This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. At Durant Road Middle School in Raleigh, students not only learn about history from their textbooks, but also about members of their own families. Teachers there have been encouraging students to dig into public records and log on to Ancestry.com to learn more about who they are. Rima Crace caught up with a few eighth graders to hear about their discoveries.
At the back of the library, Eric Swartz, a soft-spoken 14-year-old with shaggy hair, flips through papers. They're rosters he found on Ancestry.com.
And it's basically the document from the Japanese internment camp from Roar, Arkansas.
He scans the document, pointing to several names.
Francis, my great-grandmother, Fumiko, then Jane, one of my great-aunts.
His relatives were forced to move to relocation centers during World War II. His grandmother told him they lived in a horse stall.
And that's actually according to her where she was born, in the horse stall. It wasn't like a concentration camp, but it wasn't the greatest either.
In interviews with his grandmother, she told him they lost everything. Officials took their jewelry, the family's silver and gold, and kicked them off their land. Swartz says it's a part of history that's often only captured in short blurbs in American textbooks.
It's basically like in today's standards, after 9/11, you threw every Muslim in a camp because of them being Muslim. It's sort of like that, and it's all because of civilian fear, and that's wrong.
Swartz is one of dozens of eighth graders here at Durant Road Middle School who spent much of this year learning more about their families. One student discovered she's related to a former presidential candidate. Another learned that her family lived under a tree for a month after a bad earthquake in Mexico.
I was surprised at how many kids didn't know what I thought were pretty basic things, like even where their parents were born.
Kristen Zeller is the school's media specialist. She began the Family History Project and says it's a way for kids to make connections.
Their social studies curriculum comes alive, or characters in books that they're like, whoa, that was like Nana.
Okay, guys, we're ready for our next presentation. So again, bodies facing forward.
Students put together visual presentations with images, timelines, and videos. With the help of index cards, 14-year-old Mario Eason shared a story that initially shocked him. His great-great-uncle killed his brother-in-law with an axe in 1921. He reads an old newspaper article aloud.
October 8, officers today are continuing their search for Larry Acock, prominent farmer who yesterday killed his brother-in-law, Moss Pierce, at Pine Level, 14 miles from here, by striking him in the head with an axe. Bloodhounds were used.
Eason first heard the story from his grandmother, but she was too ashamed to share too many details. So he logged onto his computer and began searching the name Larry Acock.
It's a big secret. I mean, you should tell your family that if there's a murderer in the family. When I tell people that, they just like, they mouth drops to the floor and they're like, what, really?
13-year-old Kanaja Woodard also has a family story that she was initially hesitant to share. She presented right after Eason.
My dad was incarcerated. Yes, my dad went to jail.
For her project, Woodard explored her upbringing and in the process learned more about her dad's encounters with the law through police records.
My memories of my dad going to jail, it wasn't bad or traumatizing. It was actually pretty interesting. It like builded my relationship with my dad. So yeah, this is a mugshot of my dad.
She says her 32-year-old dad from New Jersey made bad choices when he was younger, but he's on the right track now, and that he wants what's best for her, including finishing high school.
I never really understood to the full extent why he always was so hard on me about school, and I found out that he didn't go to high school, so I knew that he really wanted me to do better.
After her presentation, Woodard shared that she has two big dreams. The first is to open her own beauty salon one day. The other is to study policy, to help make neighborhoods like her dad's safer places for kids to grow up. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.